بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. ما بعد. Now that we are sitting at home, many a man or all the men are at home right now, many a things we will find, or we will notice and see that we haven't seen all this time. And it might begin to irk us, irritate us. How do I handle this when it comes to the wife, when it comes to the children? Or they might see something in us also. How do they handle it? It's very, very important, being the Amir of the house, that we remain cool and calm. We don't lose our cool. The place, the house is called a maskan, a place of sukoon, where we find sukoon at home with our families and our children. Shouldn't be such as my beloved illustrious Sheikh Khadim Abdul Hamid Sahib says, that sometimes the husband is so finicky and he has OCD, that now even a little bit the toothpaste is left open, he gets so angry that he brings the roof down. But the children and wife think now better. He was in the shop, was in the masjid, he was out of the house. So here we are at home now, for us to keep our anger at check. And as I mentioned before, that now we regard ourselves to be the lowliest of those in the house. That, Ya Allah, I am nothing. Nothing is mine. May kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. That I am nothing. Nothing is mine. All that I have is amanat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the riwayat of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, that if one guards his tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his secrets. That من خزن لسانه ستر الله عورته ومن كف غضبه كف الله عنه عذابه يوم القيامة. If one guards his tongue, Allah will conceal his secrets. If one restrains his anger, Allah will keep his punishment from him on the day of Qiyamah. If one restrains his anger, Allah will restrain his punishment from him on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ اِعْتَذَرَ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَبِلَ اللَّهُ عُذْرَهُ. And if one makes his excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will accept his excuse. So he shows that person now who will control his anger. Some people say, I can't control my anger. When I see red, then I don't see in front of me now who is there. Whether it's my wife, whether it's my children, whether it be my parents. I lose my mind, I lose my head, I don't know what is happening around me. So I can't control myself. The nafs is a dushman, is an enemy. We have to make the nafs, what they say, ghamgeen. We have to suffocate him. He'll get angry, but I don't get angry. Nobody sees that his enemy now is depressed for the day, so now I'll give you some biryani, I'll give you some nice food, some mittu, some soji, and make you happy today, because you're looking very, very depressed today, my enemy, so today you'll be a bit happy. The nafs is the enemy. We can't give him his biryani. That now he wants you to get angry and topple the house. Nobody does that. You will keep the nafs depressed and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Allah will thereafter give the ruh happiness. Allah will keep you happy. So we restrain ourselves and we stay cool and calm in the house. This is the quality that is beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this understanding in our homes also, that we check, that we don't get angry, we keep cool. When Sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, asked for advice, he told him, La taghdab, don't get angry. Second time, third time, don't get angry. But when a person gets angry, look up to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, these are all slaves of yours, I'm also a slave of yours. Ya Allah, I will overlook them, Ya Allah, you overlook me. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our excuse in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to remain cool and calm in our homes and create happiness. As Hazrat Jimana Masihullah Khan Sahib, we say, Rahmatullah Ali, say, be khub, khush raho, kudo, maza karo. That enjoy yourself in the house, jump, play, entertain yourself, and be happy with your family. Don't be, you say, khush raho, khush mat bano. That remain happy and don't become dry headed. That now you become such a Sufi and so pious now that I can't even smile in the home. Allah Ta'ala keep us all smiling and happy in our homes and make it a garden among the gardens of Jannat al-Firdaus. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.